celo voce dušite.
Society where the motive for the economic system is not corporate profit, but the motive is the welfare of people, the health care and jobs and child care and so on, where that is dominant, where there's a greater equalization of wealth, and a society which is peaceful, which devotes its resources to helping people in the country and elsewhere, and I believe in a world where war is no longer the recourse for the settling of grievances and problems. I believe in the wiping out of national boundaries, and I don't believe in visas and passports and immigration quotas. I think we need to move towards a global society. They use the word globalization, but they use it in a very narrow sense to mean the freedom of corporations to move across boundaries. But what we need is the freedom of people and things to move across boundaries. So when I talk about socialism without jails, I mean, yes, greater societal intervention into the economy, but without deprivation of civil liberty.
To so menda zadnje posnete besede Howard Zina. V sredo 27. januarja je po 87 letih med plavanjem srce izdalo sina judovskih staršev, pristaniškega delavca, vojaka, zgodovinarja, profesorja, kronista, gledališkega producenta, misleca, aktivista, ter ene od pop ikon ameriške levice in globalne zavesti. O njem je na rožnodolski frekvenci pred dnevi v In Memoriamu beseda že stekla, tokrat se mu posvečamo nekoliko podrobneje. Ta narod je prestal mnogo. Vietnamsko vojno, boj za elementarne človekove pravice, Watergate. Kljub temu so naša zgodovinska besedila ta narod enoznačno in enolično glorificirala, je zapisal. Leta 1980 je knjiga Howarda Zina A People's History of the United States izšla v borni nakladi 4000 izvodov. Do danes sta bila ponatisnjena in prodana nad 2 milijona kopij.
And also for getting more people to realize that the power which rests so far in the hands of people with wealth and guns, that the power ultimately rests in people themselves and that they can use it. And at certain points in history, they have used it. Black people in the South used it, people in the women's movement used it, people in the anti-war movement used it, people in other countries who have overthrown tyrannies have used it. And I want why don't we remember this, somebody who gave people a feeling of hope and power that they didn't have before.
Ocena, da gre pri njegovem delu za revizionizem ameriške zgodovine, bi bila podcenjujoča, je po Zinovi smrti zapisal New York Times. Konvencionalen zgodovinski pristop ga ni mikal, osredotočal se je na, kot je sam rad prekal, genocidna nagnjenja Krištofa Kolumba, krvoželjnost Theodora Roosevelta in stran poti rasne politike Abrahama Lincolna. Osvetljeval je revolucionarne boje obubožanih kmetov, feminističnih gibanj, delavcev ter upornikov za prosuženstvo in vojne.
Think for yourself. Don't believe what the people up there tell you. Live your own life, think your own ideas, and don't depend on saviors. Now, traditional history creates passivity because it gives you the people at the top, and it makes you think that all you have to do is go to polls every 4 years and elect somebody who's going to do the trick for you. And no, we want people to understand that that's not going to happen. People have to do it themselves.
Po srednji šoli se v New Yorku zaposlil v tamkajšnjem pristanišču. Leta 43 se prostovoljno javi v ameriški zračne sile in takoj odleti nad naciste. Na francosko mestece Royon stresa takrat še eksperimentalni, tako imenovani želirani plin, ki danes sliši na ime napalm. Leta 1984 napiše v svoji autobiografiji: na premikajočem vlaku ne moreš biti neutralen. Uradne statistike povedo, da je v Royonu umrlo 1000 nemških vojakov in nekaj 100 francoskih civilistov. Po vrnitvi v ZDA oblastem vojaško odlikovanje za pogum vrne v kuverti s pripisom nikoli več. Ne zanikam, da vojna nima nikakršne moralne osnove, toda izkušnja druge svetovne vojne je naše vojaške operacije, ki so sledile, lažje ovenčala z neko aureolo, pod katero je vsak sovražnik postal Hitler. Če na zgodovino pogledamo z očmi pomorjenih in pohabljenih, je zgodba drugačna, je zapisal.
We're the Boy Scouts of the world, you know, we help countries across the street, you know, whatever Boy Scouts do, you know. That's what I thought. And it's only when I started to read history that I realized, no, this goes way back. The drive to conquer, to expand, to control, and when you know that history, you know that history, you're not going to be deceived as easily. Because if you don't know the history, it's as if you were born yesterday. If you were born yesterday, the president gets up there in front of the microphone and says that we've got to go to war for freedom, for democracy. And if you don't know the history, well, he's the president. He knows, you know. But, you know, like you said, when you go into history, it makes you see what's going on today in a different perspective.
V New Yorku je kasneje diplomiral, magistriral in doktoriral. Leta 56 pa postal vodja katedre za politične študije na College Spelman v Atlanti. Šola za izključno za temnopolta dekleta je bila po zaslugi angažiranih študentk v samem središču takratnega boja za človekove pravice. Profesor Zin je brez pomislekov pristopil na stran zatiranih, prevzel iniciativo, se z različnimi južnjaškimi status quo organizacijami zapletel v neposredno konfrontacijo in bil večkrat tretiran. Zaradi neposlušnosti sem bil odpuščen, upravičeno, res sem bil neposlušen, je rad rekel.
I think people are trying to work their way towards a more democratic society wherever possible and to do it without war. And I think this movement towards a more democratic society, societies more concerned with human rights, oh, we've already seen it begin to happen in Latin America with movements from autocratic and elitist states to more populist states. And it may be that the European Union represents this in some way. And it's a long-term process. But I think, you know, what is going on is an attempt to create a world which is different than the world of the past 100 years, which was a world of incessant war and domination of the world by superpowers. First two superpowers and now one superpower.
Leta 64 se preseli na Bostonsko univerzo. S čestitim Danielom Berrigenom odpotujete v Hanoj, kjer ima severno-vietnamske oblasti predajo zajete ameriške vojake. V letih 67 in 68 napiše knjigi Vietnam, logika umika in pa Nepogorščina in demokracija. Zaplete se v oster in dolgotrajen spor s konzervativnim vodstvom Bostonske univerze in organizira dve glasovanje o njihovi nezaupnici.
Civil rights movement, as the stories are told, a lot of the who become prominent black leaders in America were coming to listen to you speak. And you were a part of that process.
Well, I was teaching in the South. I was living in the South. I was teaching at a black women's college in Atlanta, Georgia, Spelman College. You know, my students became involved. I became involved. You know, and so...
You got tossed for it, too, ultimately, didn't you? Didn't you ultimately have to leave?
I was afraid you would bring that up.
Had to ask.
I was fired. They always put it in a nice way. You had to leave. No, I was fired. I supported my students. My students were rebelling against the administration. I supported my students. Can't do that. You're a teacher. Not supposed to support the student. That was not. But yeah, I was fired. However, I must say this: 42 years after I was fired from Spelman College, they invited me back to give me an honorary degree, and asked me to give the commencement address. So you know, there's some justice in the world if you wait 42 years.
42 years, yeah. What was the moment that stood out in the civil rights movement for you when you were involved in that? Was there something you witnessed and thought change is actually here now? Was there a victory?
I think the moment was being in Selma, Alabama, 1963, where people had been prevented from voting for generations, and see them all gather, all these black people in Selma gather in a church and decide that the next day they're going to do something that they had never done in their lives. They're all going to get together and they're going to face off the state troopers and the sheriff and the police and the federal government, which was not helping them. And there's a government of, remember, this is the government of, you know, Kennedy and Johnson. This is a liberal government. Face off all of these powers, and they're going to go and stand online, face all that, and register a vote. And that night in the church where they're building up their courage, you have the Selma Freedom Chorus singing these magnificent songs that build up people's spirit. It was one of those moments.
Tekom kasnejše akademske kariere ga pot zanese na različne konce sveta. Napiše še kupico knjig ter tri danska dela. Prijateljuje z igralcem Mattom Damonom, ki njegovo knjigo, najbolj znano knjigo, priporoči v scenariju za Oscarjem nagrajeni Good Will Hunting. Njegove citate si izposojajo Pearl Jam, Bruce Springsteen, System of a Down. Upokojil se je leta 1988 in se posvetil pisanju in gostujočim predavanjem. Zadnje predavanje, ki ga je imel s svojimi študenti, je zaključil 30 minut predčasno, mudilo se mu je namreč na solidarnostni shod ob stavki univerzitetnega sanitarnega osebja. Povabil je tudi slušajoče študente, od 500 naj bi jih z njim odšlo okoli 100, navajajo viri.
How can we overcome the greed of the corporate rich? And can we persuade them to be less greedy? I think we can persuade them by scaring them. I'm serious about this. I know there's a certain kind of utopian idea in among people who believe in nonviolent change. The utopian idea is, and sometimes it's expressed this: love your enemy, but you know, and if you love your enemy will come around. Even Martin Luther King did not believe that. He didn't simply love his enemy. He boycotted his enemy. He picketed his enemy. She challenged, you know, and I think, you know, I'm thinking back to my time in the South, and I'm thinking back to when we were trying. Now, I was teaching at this black college in Atlanta, and we were, you know, making forays against the system of segregation, and the students decided, some of us were supporting them, and we're going to desegregate the big department store in Atlanta, which is appropriately called Rich's Department Store. and, and, uh, and with what we do, can we persuade Mr. Rich? Mr. Rich isn't a demon. He's just a rich department store owner. Can we persuade him to end the segregation? Can we appeal to him, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Ten Commandments, love thy neighbor, and all of that? Can we appeal to him to do away with segregation? Well, appeals were made, and they didn't work. And then the black community decided to boycott Rich's. Don't buy at Rich's, which depended a lot on the black purchasers in the city of Atlanta. And then Mr. Rich came around. Anyway, greed, no, I don't think, you know, greed is built into this system, and I don't think you can simply persuade people not to be greedy.
V svojem zadnjem avtorskem članku za The Nation je Howard Zinn Obamino leto vladavine v Beli hiši pesimistično komentiral z besedami: "Močno se trudim in iščem presežek." Njegova zadnja, grobo rečeno, referenca pa se že nanaša na dogodek po njegovi smrti. Medtem namreč, ko se večina, kolikor toliko osveščene Severne Amerike od njega poslavlja, si je znani desničarski aktivist David Horowitz na radijskih valovih oddahnil: "Zinovi intelektualni proizvodi niso vredni nikakršnega spoštovanja. Zin predstavlja miselnost, ki je na žalost okužila milijone." Z zadnjim delom rečenega se lahko na srečo s Horowitzem kvečemu strinjamo. Slišmo se čez en mesec. Plunk je v spomin na Howarda Zina je podpisal lani.